Good morning. Today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024. My name is Alyssa, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's start with a moment of silence for the suffering and recovering alcoholics and the loved ones inside and out of the rooms. The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Daily Reflections. Today, it's my choice. We invariably find that at some time in the past, we have made decisions based on self, which later placed us in a position to be hurt. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 62. With the realization and acceptance that I had played a part in the way my life had turned out, came a dramatic change in my outlook. It was at this point that the AA program began to work for me. In the past, I had always blamed others, either God or other people, for my circumstances. I never felt that I had a choice in altering my life. My decisions had been based on fear, pride, or ego. As a result, those decisions led me down a path of self-destruction. Today, I try to allow my God to guide me on the road to sanity. I am responsible for my action or inaction, whatever the consequences may be. Asbel Season Number 70, Truth, the Liberator. How truth makes us free is something that we AAs can well understand. It cut the shackles that once bound us to alcohol. It continues to release us from conflicts and miseries beyond reckoning. It banishes fear and isolation. The unity of our fellowship, the love we cherish for each other, the esteem in which the world holds us, all of these are products of the truth which, under God, we have been privileged to perceive. Just how and when we tell the truth, or keep silent, can often reveal the difference between genuine integrity and none at all. Step 9 emphatically cautions us against misusing the truth when it states, we may direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Because it points up the fact that the truth can be used to injure as well as to heal, this valuable principle certainly has a wide-ranging application to the problem of developing integrity. Grapevine, August 1961. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Who brings us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Dear God, please help me stay sober today. Amen.